Ground Cover News is a nonprofit street paper that was founded in April 2010 as a means to empower low-income persons to make the transitions from homeless to housed and from jobless to employed. Vendors purchase each copy of the Ground Cover News regular edition at our office for 50 cents. This money goes towards production costs. Vendors work selling the paper on the street for $2, keeping all income and tips from each sale. This audio production was made possible by the Ann Arbor District Library, recorded at Fifth Avenue Studios. If you consistently enjoy Ground Cover Speaks, continuing to buy physical newspapers from Ground Cover vendors ensures that we can sustain production. The physical paper and in-person interaction is at the heart of our work. You can find the link to our next audio recording in the upcoming print issue of Ground Cover News. Thanks for listening.
Special thanks to our print advertisers, the People's Food Co-op, St. Francis of Assisi Parish, First Baptist Church, Bethlehem United Church of Christ, the Office of Community and Economic Development, Cineholic, Art on a Journey, Ann Arbor for Public Power, Four Directions, and the Ypsilanti Food Co-op.
Meet your vendor, LaShawn Courtright, Vendor 56. Who is LaShawn Courtright? I am the author of the book, The Fold, A Collection of Poetry. Not the author of the article, Justice Indeed is Uncovering Hidden Histories of Housing Discrimination in Washtenaw County, or article with all candor intended. What is Ground Cover News to you? Ground Cover News is not a homeless people's newspaper. It's an instrument that prevents me from being destitute and or homeless. What would you say to those who buy or those who choose not to buy our paper? Do not cast my work down because I choose to earn a living by uplifting or simply allowing others to have new thoughts. What would you say to those who buy or those who choose not to buy our paper? Do not cast my work down because I choose to earn a living by uplifting or simply allowing others to have new thoughts because of my writing. I hope that it can create bridges where there are gaping gaps of communication. Who do you credit for what you've learned? All that have taught me things knowingly and unknowingly. What is strength to you? A dynamic or group of individuals that is able to build great things together without struggling about something that may be unusual to norms, and the greatness of the single or many gifts when used to empower, not dim, another's light. What do you want out of this life? To not be of it as I'm in it. I want to be holy.
Kamala Harris for president, Scoop Stevens. Now that an accomplished black woman, Kamala Harris, is running for president, America can put her racist, sexist past and strive toward a non-racist future. Opposing this enlightened future is former President Donald Trump. Speaking at a convention of black journalists, Trump said it was news to him that Kamala Harris is black. Trump still wants to make America white again. Race is pseudoscience. It is a contrivance of man that is used to exploit human beings. American citizens should never vote for someone because of their race. Gender is a different matter because it can, in certain instances, be an important factor. Maybe the time has come to elect a female president, since a woman may bring a different, more cooperative perspective. Taking a presidential candidate's gender into consideration when voting can help determine who is best suited to be the 47th president of the United States. But is Kamala Harris qualified to be president? Many vice presidents have become presidents. Therefore, being vice president is her primary qualification to be president. In my opinion, since she has not made any big mistakes, such as those made by Vice President Spiro Agnew during the Nixon era, she is qualified to be president. A Harris administration will continue to do the work of the Biden administration and, in due time, will evolve into its own distinct entity. The divine feminine that has been oppressed by patriarchal domination will now be free to release her energy and heal a broken world. I imagine President Harris singing Helen Reddy's song, I Am Woman, at her inauguration on January 20th, 2025. It can happen. Vote for Kamala Harris for president.
Family, Dez Clark, ground cover vendor, number 643. Family. Do we understand what family is? From my understanding, the answer to that question is no. Family is not only blood, but also friendship. Family affairs, smiles, mothers, fathers. Because without you, there wouldn't be a me. Family. The world needs to remember what family is. Kamala Harrison, she understands what family is. Now it's time that we remember what family is all about. Family, we are the ones in this world. Family, if God made a lot of men at one time, then we wouldn't understand what family is because there would be too many fathers. And we wouldn't understand who or what family is. Women really understand what family is, but let's not misunderstand that I am a man who understands what family is. Family is us. Family is the being of who we are, because without it, we would all be lost. Family.
It's called football, a sports article by the new sports editor, Wayne S. It's called football. The sky has opened. The sun will shine. It's football season in Ann Arbor. College towns across America are transforming into the wild, wacky times of football season in America. Even if you don't like football, come on, admit it. You love football season in a college town. Look around. Signs up, flags flying, rooting for your home team, anticipating the winning season. The new slogans the students, the townies who have grown up here and have Michigan football in their DNA. The whole city transforming right in front of your eyes. The highs, the lows, oh what a time to be alive. We wake up Saturday morning just knowing that the universe is on our side. How could it not be? I've got my lucky jersey on, and you know what that means. Yes, we always win when I wear my lucky jersey. Okay, so what happened when we played Texas? I know someone didn't do their part. Oh my God, someone didn't do their part. How selfish can you be? Don't you know we all have to do our part for this thing called football to work? I walked around the city after the game, taking it all in, analyzing the faces I saw. And you know what? I saw it all. Disappointment, sadness, experiencing the hurt and dismay. Then the clouds parted and the sun shone down upon us. Because we are Michigan fans. And that means we take the bad with the good. And no matter what, we get to wake up next Saturday morning and get to do it all over again. Yes, my friend, it's Michigan football in Ann Arbor again.
Victory and shutdown upends the most vulnerable. By Jim Clark, ground cover vendor number 139. On September 3rd, the Victory Inn in Washtenaw Ave was shut down for severe code and health violations. The city of Ann Arbor responded to a variety of recent complaints about the inexpensive hotel by demanding that the building be shut down. A posted sign from a building official said, "Danger, this structure is declared unsafe for human occupancy or use. The hotel has a history of problems, including traditional code violations, the death of an employee due to carbon monoxide poisoning in 2023, and accusations of human trafficking and drug overdose deaths, which resulted in a lawsuit to close the building permanently in 2018. Owned by Jimmy Garmo of Southfield Base, US 23 Lodge, LLC, the Victory Inn Motel is at the corner of Washington and US 23, one of the most high traffic areas in Ann Arbor. Due to further code violations, as a resolution to the 2018 lawsuit, the motel building is scheduled to be replaced with a modern building and new branding, turning into the Staybridge Suites and Holiday Inn Express. Many homeless and housing insecure people were impacted by the September 3rd condemnation. One of them I met at Bridge Community Cafe in Ypsilanti. Her name is Brittany. Brittany is a 20-year-old woman who was living at the Victory Inn. The room was being paid for by a mentor. According to management, the building was also being shut down that week to begin the construction. No one told Brittany or Molly, her mentor. I asked Brittany for an interview. Tell me a little about your past, whatever you're comfortable with sharing. Brittany replied, I grew up in a toxic household where every day my mom and dad was fighting. My mom even tried to kill herself in front of us. I replied, sorry to hear that, that's rough. Brittany, my dad died when I was 11. I went into foster care when I was 8 years old. Then I got out when I was 17. Recently I was placed in jail for assault. That's pretty much about me. I'm just wild in some ways. I replied, well, you're 20, of course you're going to be a little wild. Tell me about your stay at Victory Inn. Brittany, Monday afternoon I went to Victory Inn. Me and my mentor got the room for a few days. Her name's Molly. I asked, are you calling them mentor because they were assigned to you from an agency, or is it just somebody that knows you that's helping you out? Brittany, she's happy to help me out. I asked, so you and your mentor went to Victory Inn and what happened? Brittany, she paid for the room. It was cool. Nobody said anything about it being shut down, though. The next morning, Tuesday, I left to run some errands. I came back around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. I walked in and immediately the worker said I had to go. I was like, why do I need to leave? They said that the building was being shut down. So they let you get your stuff, but you said they didn't offer your mentor a refund. Brittany indicated that they did not. Molly was owed $380. I asked, did they give you any reason why they were keeping your money? No, she replied. So you said you were evicted that day? Brittany, yes, Tuesday afternoon. What did you do that night? Brittany said, I called Molly and she got me a room at Harmony House. I asked, so you haven't had to sleep on the street? No, she said. I asked her what's next. She said, I'm in a hotel room provided by Ozone House. I plan on getting an apartment through Ozone and then a job. Commissioner Sarah Hammerschmid said in an MLive article, the building, the Victory Inn Motel, was less than desirable. The city took action in court in 2018 to try to shut it down, citing a history of prostitution, human trafficking, and numerous police dispatches to the hotel, which the city deemed a public nuisance and a threat to public safety.
Humane Society helps people keep their friends for life. By Cindy Gear, ground cover vendor number 279. Animals are, for some people, very special and a lifeline when it comes to personal issues. For example, seeing eye dogs or emotional support animals for people with special needs. Many service animals who are helping people with disabilities need extra care. The Bountiful Bowls Pet Food Assistance, Safe Harbor, and Pet Care programs at the Humane Society of Huron Valley help these people in low-income groups with extra pet care. The programs provide food assistance based on food availability, and pet care is on a case-by-case basis. Safe harbor sheltering is for emergency help like natural disasters, house fires, or medical emergencies. The Humane Society has created these programs to help people and pets stay together to avoid separation anxiety in certain circumstances, such as loss of home or moving. They are specifically for low-income families or individuals and support a large variety of animals. The provided help includes vet care, food, neutering, and other animal paraphernalia such as leashes, cages, toys, and more. This helps animals to stay off the streets and stay with their owners for life. Each care is different based on the need of the animal, whether dog or cat or other pets. Some people have such a hard time even feeding animals. This program is available to help keep animals safe and provided for during hard times for families and individuals. Vet care is important for fleas, ticks, and other illnesses. The animals need help that can cost so much now, and for medication from some animals who have conditions like allergies or illnesses. They need help as well, and this program gives them real opportunities. If you need Friends for Life services from the Humane Society of Huron Valley, call 734-661-3550 or visit hshv.org/friendsforlife/ or look at your advertisements in past issues of Ground Cover News.
The Awakening of Expansive Cosmovision, On My Words, Pedro Campos. The journey begins transcendently towards understanding our place in the universe. By exploring the five levels of cosmovision, we dive into an incessant quest for meaning, wisdom, and connection with the cosmos in its myriad manifestations. First, the internal awakening, where introspection allows us to transform information into knowledge and acquire wisdom. Here, we become protagonists of our own existence, capable of catalyzing energies and acting for the common good. The second level invites us to look outward and recognize the world around us, understanding that each individual is a portal to the diversity of cosmovisions. Human interaction becomes a path to expanding understanding and empathy. Then we navigate the ocean of human knowledge, exploring ancestral teachings and the vast possibilities that unfold at every moment. Social networks and intercultural interactions are a living source of intellectual and spiritual enrichment. Next, we go beyond the limits of planet Earth to the vast observable cosmos. Using scientific and technological tools, we seek to understand the mysteries of the universe and our position within it, constantly expanding our horizons. Finally, in the fifth plane, we enter the spiritual dimension, where we explore holistic connection, transcendence, and a full understanding of the meaning of the divine. The expansion of cosmovision is a journey of dual significance to the core of the primal and simultaneously expansive inner being from the observable universe and beyond. Read, see, and explore my art on Cosmonauts. On my Instagram, Pedro Campos Brasil. PEDROCAMPOSBRASIL. And now I'm going to read the poem. I call it Aware. The cosmonaut cyber odyssey unfolds, transcending the boundaries of time and space. Navigating the vastness, he seeks the elusive light propelled by an expanding cosmovision. Across dimensions and beyond imagination, his magnetic sense guides him, leaving an indescribable sensation in his wake. Yet, solitude shadows his cosmic journey, as his friends remain distant observers.